Good morning and you're welcome to another episode of the Open Heaven Hour. If you're excited to be alive this morning, if you are indeed grateful to be alive this morning, I want you to take a second of your time to start appreciating God. For me, I have every cause. I have every reason to be grateful this morning because I get to share the word of God with you and you can as well hear my voice. So it's a great gift, a great privilege. So I want you to take a second of your time to just appreciate God for this wonderful and rare opportunity. Father, we are grateful on behalf of myself and every listener of this show. Lord, we want to appreciate you and we want to say thank you. If this is your first time of joining us and you're wondering what we are doing here, no need to wonder. And I want to assure you that you are in the right place this morning. You're welcome to the Open Heaven Hour. This is the time of the day where we get to learn and share the Word of God. And if you are a frequent on this show, you know what time it is. It is time to tell somebody, to tell somebody, to tell everybody that it is time to listen to the Word of God. So this morning, I want you to do us a favor. Because like I always say on this show, you might just be saving a soul. So take a few seconds to just click on the share button and share with somebody this morning. Once again, I want to welcome you to the 19th day in the month of July, 2024. It's yet another amazing Friday and we just have to give God all the thanks for this gift. This morning, we'll be looking at a topic that says, your arrows. But before we look into the topic, I'd like to remind you that this segment of our show is sponsored by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. It's sponsored by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. And on this segment of our show, we make use of our Open Heaven devotional, written by our Father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, the General Assembly of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Today we'll be looking at a topic that says, your arrow, your arrows. I am today we'll be taking from Psalm 28 of our Open Heaven devotional. Guide me, O thou great Jehovah. Guide me, O thou good Jehovah. Our Bible in 1 year will be taken from the book of Isaiah chapter 20 to chapter 24. Isaiah from chapter 20 to chapter 24. Our memory verse today will be taken from the book of Psalm 127 verse 4. Psalm 127 verse 4. As arrows are in the hand of the mighty man, so are children of the youth. Psalm 127 verse 4. As arrows are in the hand of a mighty man, so are children of the youth. We'll be looking at a Bible reading for today will be taken from Psalm 127 from verse 3 to 5. Psalm 127 from verse 3 to 5. Are you with your Bibles this morning? From verse 3 it says, behold, children are a heritage from the Lord. The fruit of the womb is his reward. Like arrows are in the hand of a warrior, so are children of one's youth. Happy is a man who has his quiver full of them. They shall not be ashamed, but shall speak with the enemies in the gates. May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word in Jesus' name. Amen. Our manual today says, today's memory verse says that children are like a young man's arrows. Young men can shoot arrows far ahead of them, toward of the enemy or any dangerous animal in their parts. Likewise, your children had to go ahead of you in your future, into your future, to make it more pleasurable. If you train your children well, when they grow older, they will take care of you in your old age. My mother and father did not have any formal education. My family was called poor, even by the poor people in our village. The day my father bought an umbrella, we all celebrated in our house. That is how poor we were. However, even though we were very poor, my parents managed to send me to school. They sold their properties till there was nothing else to sell. That was the best decision they ever took, because sending me to school brought the family out of poverty. Today, the name Adeboye is known around the world because my parents used the money from selling their properties to pay for my school fees. Spend your money wisely. Invest in your children, because they are the arrows you will send into your future. They will be there for you when you are old, and when you are long gone, the results of your investments in them will be obvious. There is an adage in Yoruba land that says that if you decide to build a house rather than build your child, the child you refuse to build will sell the house you built. Choose to send your children to the best schools you can afford. Choose to spend quality time with them to teach them the basic principles of life and God's word. No investment in your child ever expires. The book of Ecclesiastes chapter 7 verse 8 says that better is the end of a thing than the beginning thereof. It is better to wear rags now and train your children than to wear the best clothes and leave your children untrained. It doesn't matter what you wear today. If your children are well trained, they will buy you the best of clothes and cars and even build houses for you when you get older. Beloved, training your children well is important if you want to enjoy long-term prosperity and peace of mind. Today's Open Heaven comes with a reflection that says, are you doing your best when it comes to training your children? Are you doing your best when it comes to training your children? May God bless the reading and the hearing of His word in Jesus' name. Amen. If indeed today's Open Heaven has blessed you and you would also like to bless somebody today, remember, like I always say, you might just be saving a soul. And it is important that the gospel gets to everybody. So do us a favor by sharing. How can you share? You can visit all our past and current Open Heaven devotional on our podcast. Kindly visit our website at www.praisepalaceradio.com. Click on the podcast and you can listen, share, and enjoy every of our segments. You can also listen to us live 7 a.m. every morning, live on our radio station, still on www.praisepalaceradio.com, and on our mobile app, Praise Palace Radio, on Apple Store and Play Store. You can always download and enjoy our Open Heaven Hour and other amazing segments. Till you hear my voice again, till we gather for another session of the Mind of God for us, please do remain blessed.